Have you been working with the administration on some of the things we heard about today?
We've met with them twice now. This is the first time they presented the plan to us, even though we requested that plan before. So I'm glad that they are at least presenting a plan now. But we will talk. There's no topic that's too difficult for us to sit down and talk with.
What's your reaction to what you heard today?
It's a little premature to be laying out all these costs. There are other issues that need to be discussed and look at other cuts that they need to be taking about. But the real issue ultimately is funding in higher education in the state of Illinois. And the state needs to start looking at the impact that its cuts are having on these institutions. And we talk about it in terms of the impact on the institutions, but really what we're talking about is the impact that this has on students and the long-term economic growth in the state of Illinois. The studies are overwhelming that students who have access to higher ed and that students who and states that put money into higher education build a stronger economy for their states and for the surrounding areas. So when the state cuts higher ed, it's cutting its own economic growth.
Yeah, I was going to say that sounds like a message that's falling on deaf ears in Springfield.
They're unwilling to listen to it because it doesn't. They assume that there's some alternative way to look at it. But this is the basis of economics. So the studies are very consistent over time, has shown that companies want to come and companies will go to where there is an educated population. And not only will that happen, so if you have an educated population, everybody in the area also benefits from the increase in that population. So it's not just the people who have the degrees, it's everybody around. And the studies are overwhelming on this and have been for decades now, showing this as how important higher education is to the state. We also know in the years to come that the current economy in the United States is going to require a more educated workforce. And as a more educated workforce requires higher ed degrees. And what we're doing is we're actually cutting that educated workforce, which is going to harm the long-term economic growth. So I know everybody looks at the short term and what's going to happen come this fiscal year, but we need to be talking about what's going to happen the next fiscal year, the following fiscal year, and fiscal year after that in terms of the economic growth that the state is going to have.
What we've heard this year and in recent years is cuts, 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 cuts. Do you have any creative ideas for generating more revenue for public universities?
Well, I think one of the things is that the state needs to finally cut some of these corporate loopholes that are out there. There's been a whole list that have been listed by some of the policy groups. I won't list them off here, but they have listed them several times that account for upward of $1 billion plus. Those loopholes have not been cut, and they need to be cut. They need to close those loopholes to put the money back into this. And those businesses are the ones that are going to directly benefit from an educated workforce.
26 vacant positions won't be filled. That's the plan right now at Western. Is that something you want to sit down and talk to the administration about?
Oh, absolutely, because beyond just the impact that these cuts will have in terms of increasing workload, one of the things that they mentioned is they wanted to hire additional adjuncts or part-time employees. And we also have research that will demonstrate, again, consistently, that tenure-track faculty members, which is where they want to cut, are the ones that have more time to develop relationships with the students. And the development of those relationships with those students is what helps those students succeed. And it is, you can't just cut one area and say we're going to eliminate these positions without talking about what is the harm to students. And that's what this institution needs to take a good look at.
So it sounds to me like what we heard today is not set in stone, at least not in your opinion.
No, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty still left in terms of the budget. The budget won't be known until the end of February, until the end of May. We also don't know what the enrollment numbers are at this institution. So until we start to see all those certainties come out, everything is really going to be a guess and based on lots of assumptions.
Are you heartened to hear, they're still trying to avoid layoffs and furloughs?
Always heartened to hear about them trying to avoid layoffs. As pain me to see attrition, but attrition is certainly better than somebody losing their paycheck. Absolutely.
Anything you want to add?
No, I think you got it.